Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 2, Understanding Goloka Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya therefore requested Ramananda Roy to go on teaching him without hesitation, not considering Lord Chaitanya's position as a sannyasi. Thus, Lord Chaitanya urged Ramananda Roy to continue speaking on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. O my Lord, because you are asking me to speak of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, I will obey your order. I will speak in whatever way you like. In this way, Ramananda Roy humbly submitted himself as a puppet before Lord Chaitanya, who was the puppet master. Ramananda only wanted to dance according to the will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda compared his tongue to a stringed instrument. O my Lord, you are the player of that instrument. Thus, as Lord Chaitanya would play, Ramananda Roy would vibrate the sound. Ramananda Roy then said that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source of all incarnations, and the cause of all other causes. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, innumerable incarnations, innumerable expansions of the Supreme Lord, and also innumerable universes. And of all these existences, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, is the only source. Krishna's transcendental body is composed of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. And Krishna is known as the son of Maharaj Nanda, and Krishna is also known as an inhabitant of Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna is full with six opulences, namely, all wealth, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. In the Brahma Samhita, it is confirmed, Ishvara Paramaha Krishnaha Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the Lord of all other lords, and Krishna's transcendental body is Sachid Ananda. No one is the source of Krishna, but Krishna is the source of everyone. Krishna is the supreme cause of all causes, and Krishna is resident of Vrindavan. Krishna is also very attractive, just like Cupid, and one can worship Krishna by the Kama Gayatri Mantra. In the Brahma Samhita, there is this following verse, Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Vriksha Lakshavriteshu Surabhir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The transcendental land of Vrindavan is described as being always spiritual, and that spiritual land is populated by goddesses of fortune who are known as gopis. These gopis are all beloved of Krishna, and Krishna is the only lover of all these gopis. The trees of that land are kalpa vriksha, wish-fulfilling trees, and one can have anything he or she wants from them. The land of Vrindavan is made of touchstone, and the water is nectar. In that land, all speech is song, and all walking is dancing, and Krishna's constant companion is the flute. Everything is self-luminous, just like the sun in this material world. And so the human form of life is meant for understanding this transcendental land of Vrindavana. And one who is fortunate should cultivate knowledge of Vrindavan and its residents. In that supreme abode, there are Surabhi cows that overflood the land with milk. And since not even a moment there is misused, there is no past, present, or future. An expansion of this Vrindavan, which is the supreme abode of Krishna, is also present on this earth, and superior devotees worship Vrindavan as the supreme abode. However, no one can appreciate Vrindavan without being highly elevated in spiritual knowledge or Krishna consciousness. According to ordinary experience, Vrindavana appears to be just like an ordinary village. But in the eyes of a highly elevated devotee, it is as good as the original Vrindavan. A great saintly acharya has thus sung, Vishaya chariya kabe shuddha habe man, kabe ham he rabo shri Vrindavan. Oh, when will my mind be cleared of all contamination, so that I will be able to see Vrindavan as it is? Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kave Hama Bhujabo Se Jugalapiriti. And when will I be able to understand the literatures left by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, so that I will be able to know of the transcendental pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna? For the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan are also transcendental. They appear as ordinary lusty affairs of this material world, but there is a gulf of difference. In the material world, there may be the temporary awakening of lust, but it disappears after so-called satisfaction. Whereas in the spiritual world, the love between the gopis and Krishna is constantly increasing. So that is the difference between transcendental love and material lust. Material lust, or so-called love, arising out of this body is as temporary as the body itself. But the love arising from the eternal soul in the spiritual world is on the spiritual platform, and that love is also eternal. Therefore, Krishna is addressed as the evergreen Cupid. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 2, Understanding Goloka Vrindavan. Recorded September 26, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.